78 and 0.
Log Talk Radio.
Yesterday, I was at the San Fernando Valley. You know, that's like a gang area. You know what I mean? I knew I was going to get an opponent there. I did, but in a street fight, though. And I fucked him up. Landed a nasty left hook on him. Nasty. I mean, the motherfucker, it was at the gym. The thing is, it was too sudden. You know what I mean? He started bragging how great of a fighter he is. He got into a stance. I told him to get into a stance because the dude just kept talking. You know what I mean? Kept talking and talking and talking. He was 200 pounds. He said he was a Muay Thai fighter and a boxer. Like, he did both, like regular boxing and Muay Thai kickboxing. And he got punched by the greatest of all time, Charlie Zelenoff. That's it. 178 and oh. Hey, 177, 176, 175, all on video. More, well, obviously a lot more fights on video than off video. Plus, this is not the Ukraine where you can record street fights. The authorities know who I am. If I recorded me being the professional that I am, the champion that I am, me punching anybody without my gloves, I don't think I would have got arrested, but if I uploaded the fight, but it's not worth the risk. Welcome to the Pound for Pound Radio. Charlie Zelenoff, 178 and 0. 179 in Las Vegas will be recorded.
We can't stay alive forever. So shit hit the fan and we might as well die together. I'm high as ever. More hoes and more cheddar. G-Unit move around with them pounds and Berettas. Yeah, faggot. If I want it, I'm gon' have it. Regardless if it's handed to me or I gotta grab it. Don't make an ass out of yourself trying to stop me. I'm cocky, raps rocky, nigga, you sloppy. You know that I'm eight levels above you, nigga. I plug you, nigga. I never heard of you, nigga. I'm ugly, nigga. I'm the wrong one to provoke you.
I'm the wrong one to provoke, y'all. Yeah, man, he provoked me and he got fucking bombed on. Hey, what up, everybody? Charlie Z. Yeah, you know, I got it off my chest. I got a win in 2017. He actually looked like Teardrop, yeah, the legendary 23, man, number 23. That's, you know, still one of the greatest wins I ever scored, man, and I knocked out Teardrop, man. Yeah, this dude, he just kept saying how fucking bad he is, but, you know, he was saying he's a badass that he, you know, street fights, he Muay Thai, boxing, this, that, he's 200 pounds, he's in shape, he's there. I'm like, man, get in a stance, yo. Left hook to the nasty left hook to the jaw. He had his shit up, too. Like, his hands were up, man. I'm so fast. Man, I'm the greatest, man. That's all I kept telling everybody. I hit him because I was training really hard. You know, I was training for a boxing match, but, it, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, like, see, the thing is, some people say I'm even better as a bare-knuckle boxer than I am, you know, boxing with gloves. No, I'm equally as good. Equally as great, should I say, in boxing with gloves and bare-knuckle. Like, you saw what I did to the guy in the restaurant in Ukraine. Like, yeah, well, no, that was a better win, but yesterday was a great win, though. Well, I didn't get hit yesterday, but as far as, you know, no, that right hand I hit that Ukrainian boxer with that was on video, fuck, no, that's just really hard to top. I'll top it this year, but, I mean, yeah, opponents are going to start stepping up. They got to. I mean, if I have to, I'll go out of country again or, you know, whatever. You know, I'll do whatever it takes to get that 200, man. I just, you know, the frustration, you know, that I feel when everybody backs out, it's like, fuck, you know what I mean? Like, thank God I punched some motherfucker in the face yesterday. You know, I hit him hard, too. My fist was like, kind of blue. It still hurts. That means I got him fucking good. But the thing is, one motherfucker wrote on a comment, and he's like, yo, man, what the fuck? You used to, like, post videos like you fucking everybody up. Hey, listen, for one, it's just the beginning of the year. And well, actually, let me just say this. It's not my fault that the last, well, I can't give you an exact number, but I'd say approximately 100 to 120 fighters. 120, I'd say approximately 120 people. One stepped up to the plate. Do you understand? Do you understand what that is? Like, almost everybody knows who I am, especially in my area. Okay, I won the fight. It was San Fernando Valley. It was far. It was like almost an hour away. We drove there. Me and the homies drove there for an hour. The thing is, I'm saying Hollywood? No, forget about it. Everybody knows me here. Nobody want to fight. Jill Zavala don't even want to fight. I saw Jill Zavala the day I beat the Bellator clown. Jill Zavala, he was there that day. I beat the Bellator guy later, like when Jill Zavala left. At the UFC gym, yeah. He showed up there with his kids and his girl or wife, I don't know. Yeah, he didn't say a word to me. Jill Zavala don't want it. It's on video how I whooped his ass. He doesn't want a rematch. He knows he can't beat me. Okay, well, I'm saying that out of the last 100 to 120 people that I challenged in different gyms, January 2nd through January 4th, all right, January 3rd, I took a day off. January 2nd and January 4th, yesterday, thank God I got the win. Yeah, smashed him in the face with a vicious, nasty left hook. And he didn't want no more. That's it. He just walked away. He talked a big game, and when he got punched, and I'm willing to bet that a lot of these motherfuckers that I'm fucking up, pretty much even the opponents, the people that back out, everybody in combat knows who Charlie Zelenoff is by now. And I guarantee you that all these motherfuckers have said something about me on the internet, something bad. But then when it's face to face, it's a different ball game, a completely different ball game. But it's all good. It's only the fifth day of the new year. Relax. To all the fans out there, relax. I won yesterday. Next win, I got to wait for my ID. It's taking too long. The passport, it cost, to get it in one day. Well, I did that when I had to go see Daria, my ex-wife. Okay, well, that's different. That's, wife, what I mean? We were Skyping for so long. We were, dying to see each other. It's not an emergency now. You know what I mean? I won yesterday. And I just, my last fight on video was December 12th. It was, knowing me, I fight all the time. Yeah, it's kind of long, three weeks, but it's not that long. But listen, these paid professional actors fight once a year, man. Come on. Yeah, but that's their choice. They do the fake little gay fight, the paid professional actors, HBO, they do their fake little WWE horse shit, and then they choose to take, they're not fighters, okay? It's not my fault that people are terrified of me at gyms. The reason why I ignore these internet challenges is because, these haters, come on, man, I saw a hater in Remit, and I knocked out a hater, Andrew Hartley, sorry, I said his name wrong, Andrew Retardley, I knocked Retardley the fuck out. And all these pussies feel good, and who else? Fucking Jason Urbiski. He wasn't there when I knocked him out, but I saw him. He walked by there. Before he left. I beat his ass too in 2012. I'm saying that all these feel good, Lamar Doom, all these motherfuckers that talk shit to me on the internet, they didn't do anything. Question to all you motherfuckers: if you motherfuckers are still alive. Question, when I put Andrew retardedly to sleep, why didn't you jump me? Why don't you just all jump on me? You were even scared to do that with multiple people because you know how much power I got in them hands, boy. You know that, man. That motherfucker yesterday, he was bragging like crazy, man. You people say that I brag. Listen, for one, it's not bragging. I'm just very confident and I'm realistic. I'm just saying the truth. I'm 178 and 0. With that kind of record, I can do whatever I could. Hey, it ain't bragging when you back it up. Especially when you're 178 and 0, you can say whatever you want. any word in the English vocabulary, and you can't criticize me. Because every time I put on gloves, every time I square up, knuckle up, glove up, whatever, I always fucking win. Go watch the street fight I had with that wrestler in Ukraine in the gym with no gloves. I started, you know, I was gunning at him with fists. And this motherfucker goes for the takedown, and what happens when he took me down? He started getting pummeled. You know what I mean? It's like when you're such a great boxer that your hands are so lethal that you beat a wrestler on the ground. They say that's a boxer's weakness. I'm not a ground fighter, but I'm just such a lethal stand up fighter, striker, that I could beat anybody. And you know, yeah. If I was to transition to MMA, I would destroy. Well, I mean, it would be harder because they have that, you know, the arm bars and all that. It would be harder. And in MMA, yeah, you know, a fluke can happen in MMA. But in boxing, ain't no flukes are happening in boxing. Wilder, yeah, pull the fluke, knock it down. But if, you know what I'm saying, he didn't let me get up. He was swinging, you know what I mean? That's why he got disqualified. But I'm saying he had all these people around him. Well, in the ring, I clocked Wilder in the jaw, and he flew away. I TKO'd him in the ring. I destroyed Deontay Wilder. I absolutely obliterated, dismantled, annihilated, you know, Deontay Wilder inside the ring in the first fight that we had. That's it. The second fight, you know, I'm a realist. I was behind on points. I was, but not by, I wasn't, you know what I mean? Like, he got killed in the ring. I wasn't getting killed. I was just behind on points. And then I hit him, bam, left to the body, right. You know what I mean? Or was it a right? It was two punches to the body I landed. So there you go. Right there, I hit him with bam, bam, 1-2. And then he just landed like he shit. It didn't even hurt me. You know what I mean? And then he didn't let me get up. He started swinging and missing, hit an air while I was on taking a knee, trying to, you know, get up. And he had all these people with him. Yeah, because he was confident that Wilder thought, like, all right, he thought if I would beat his ass again like I did in the ring, they would just jump in. Because I'm telling you, Hollywood Jim is my enemy Jim. I was supposed to fight this UFC dude over there last year. And then, you know, they didn't allow me. No, it's like I'm talking about the staff, the members, everybody there is just like, I'm not cool with them. I got beef with them. And Wilder knew that. And that's why when in the beginning when we were supposed to box at LA Fitness, do you even know the whole story? They recorded everything, but they put only the fight. But, you know, like these delusional haters, they're all about that build up and all that shit. And okay, well, they didn't put that because I punked them. At LA Fitness, he was terrified. I was even like, damn, this motherfucker was like he's a big, tall motherfucker, but he was like a little boy, man. He was like, he seemed scared as fuck because he knew that's my territory, man. Because I smashed so many people, and I'm, well, yeah, now it's like, there's where I beat the Israeli soldier. I was supposed to beat Wilder's ass there. And I'm like, let's go over there, man. And he starts saying, no, but they got a class, man. And the class was literally like done. It was like right about done. It was the room was open. Wilder didn't want to go in there. That's why we went to, see, he was like, let's go to Hollywood Gym. Do you really think he wanted to go to Hollywood Gym because of the ring? Come on, give me a fucking break, man. Give me a fucking break. He was scared. But then he tells me, he's like, him and his posse, the two boys he had with him. Wilder tells me, he's like, yo, Charlie, he's like, yo, we just called the gym. They're like, that's it, we got it, let's go. I'm like, where? He's like, Hollywood Gym. I'm like, I'm not allowed in there, man. He's like, oh, with me, they'll allow you. I'm like, man, who the fuck are you, man? You ain't nobody. Ain't nobody knows you. I'm like, nobody knows you, motherfucker. And that's when we start arguing. And then it's kind of funny that what I said, And then Scotty, my homie Scotty, he recorded me bum on Wilder. He was there. And then we come in, and Scotty's like, Charlie Z. And then he looks at Wilder, he's like, you are? And then I told Wilder, I'm like, I told you nobody knows you. I'm like, and nobody knows Deontay Wilder, man. Like, they even sent a song, I ain't never heard of you, motherfucker. Yeah. Deontay, I never heard of you.
I never heard of you, nigga.
Hey, but when I hit him with that left hook, now they heard of him, you know? That's the TV boxer that Charlie Z fucked up, man. And then that TV boxer got pissed and cheap-shotted Charlie Z outside the ring and got disqualified, and Charlie Z remained undefeated. Then I went outside, and they were filming everything. And I called. You saw how I was yelling at his boy? I didn't even let him talk. You couldn't even hear the motherfucker. It was just me just like overshadowing him and telling him the truth. Hey, it's all good, man. Yesterday, man, great left, nasty left hook, man. See, the thing is, I hit him like just like I hit Wilder. This guy, I'm telling you, Wilder ain't got no chin. Did you see Dustin Nichols? Like, what the fuck? Dude. No, I'm not joking, man. I'm like, it's embarrassing to fight a guy like that. You can knock a guy out like that cold. I mean, it's embarrassing. You call yourself the heavyweight champion of the world, and you're fighting Dustin? You're fighting an obese, fat man? Look, I even made a post about it. Shaking head and these sick haters out of my cup. Look at who Wilder's fighting, quote-unquote fighting. Fat obese man from Home Depot. Wilder's fucking terrible. I glassed this clown. It's either to be 31 or no. That's what his record on Box Rec was when before I beat him. When I beat him, I gave him his first loss with that left hook to the jaw. It's easy to be 31 and 0 fighting sick, unhealthy, obese men. You know what I mean? It's like when you beat up on guys like that, I mean, you can. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't challenge himself. Look who I beat. Jilzoval, Southpaw Sill, Sambo Russian. I went to Ukraine. All the guys I beat in Ukraine are world-class fighters. I challenged myself. You know, I beat a guy in Ukraine who did Sambo for 26 fucking years. Do you understand? The guy in the ring that I'll box silly in Ukraine, yeah, well, no, not him. He did it for 7 years. One guy, he did 20. He was a Sambo champion 26 years, and I beat his ass with ease. You know what I'm saying? In the clinch, he grabbed me and I just started pummeling him. You could punch your way out of the clinch. And Wilder's fighting. Look. I'm like, it's easy to be 31-0 fighting sick, unhealthy, obese men who have no idea how to box. When Charlie's on off tagged Wilder in the jaw, he finally got exposed. Now he's got two losses. His knockdown was a complete fluke as I crushed him in the ring in a rematch. I'd literally hospitalize Wilder. I won 121 fights after beating this hype job. Yeah. Well, it says 120 fights, but I won yesterday, so 121. I won 121 fights after beating Deontay Wilder. So I'm like, you know what I mean? It's like... Wow. So who the fuck is the champ, man? I had 121 fights after beating Wilder. He had what, five? Not even. The motherfucker had like three or four. Five at the most? Wow, man. At the mainstream actor pace? Once, twice a year? Hey, don't worry. The motherfucker's gonna start stepping up, man. Yesterday, motherfucker, you know, He got rowdy in the street fight. It was at the gym, but it's without no gloves, no rules, you know. Yeah, so it's too sudden. I told him get in stance. He got in a stance. I had to hit him. If I didn't hit him, he'd hit me. So I had to hit him before. I'm so quick, man. He had his shit up. I was like, bam, man. This motherfucker didn't even see that coming. It was so fast. He even said, he's like, fuck, you got me, dude. He's like, that's it, man. Yeah, it's like first he's rowdy, he's this, he's that. He started telling me that he's, you know, Muay Thai, boxing, knocked motherfuckers out. I'm like, so you that badass, huh? He's like, yeah. He says, yeah. I'm like, okay. I'm like, get in the stance. This motherfucker instantly gets into a stance. And I literally fucking left hook him like speed of light type shit. Man, he couldn't even see that shit. He was looking me straight in the eyes with his fists up. And I hit him, bam, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, haters, this is it. That eliminates your sucker punch bullshit. Plenty of motherfuckers I beat. Everybody I beat was fair. Even Mayweather. I knocked him down. I dominated him. I outboxed him. The end is whatever. If he did that to me, you clowns would embrace it. You know what I'm saying? And you tell me I'm wrong. Of course you'd embrace it. Charlie's on off the greatest of all time. Yeah, 179, most likely in Vegas. Unless I smash another motherfucker here, but yeah, it's not my fault that, like, a lot of people know who I am. It's, you know, it's hard to get an opponent. Yesterday, I saw some TV actor. I don't know, he said MMA, and I'm like, let's fight. He was like 240 pounds. He had 13 fights, at some TV fights. He said, I'm like, all right, let's box. I'm like, I got gloves right here. He was like, well, only if you pay me like $10,000 at least. I'm like, what? I'm like, $10,000. I'm like, shit. I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are, dude? I'm like, well, there's no money at stake here. This is real underground. This is real fighting. He's like, no, I don't fight for free. He tells me, he's like, I don't fight for pride. He's like, I fight for money. I'm like, nah, excuse. See, the Bellator motherfucker, Jill Zavala, they fight for that TV bullshit. They fought me. Well, yeah, there's some exceptions, man, but I'm telling you, the majority of TV fighters, they're not fighters. They're not real fighters. Chuck Liddell, man, I should have glassed that motherfucker, but he was with his wife, though, man, and kid, too. Okay, wife, whatever, I would have still fucked him up. But kid, nah, come on. I don't want to punch somebody in front of their kid. Yeah, so Chuck Liddell dodged the bullet, man. Yeah, if I punch Liddell like I hit that dude yesterday, man, fuck. Now, Derek the Giant, motherfucker. I mean, but see, Derek the Giant, I beat his ass with that jab. I mean, look, when I go to Vegas, every time I go to Vegas, yeah, there's motherfuckers that backed out, but not like here. Like, I'm telling you, the last 100 plus people backed out, and one guy agreed, and it was a street fight. Like, it was just like a sudden street fight. So, I mean, nobody wanted a box, and I ended up one-shotting a guy in a street fight. Well, at least I got that, you know what I mean? Wow, what? I mean, it's not my fault that motherfuckers, like, when I show up to gyms and people, oh, Charlie Z, they know who I am. Come on. That's what happens when you have win after win after win after win. If people recognize who you are. See, like in 2011, 2012, 2013, I was known, but not nearly at the status that I am today. And, you know, sad to say, but year after year, this year, don't worry, I'll get to 200-0. But I'm saying, it's just, I don't know. Well, I could, okay, LA looks like I literally beat everybody. Yeah, Vegas is, yeah, 179, I may even get 180 over there. But, well, what I could do, I could always go back to Ukraine. Over there, it's a given. Over there, it's just, yeah. But the thing is, my ex-wife lives there. I don't want to. As soon as she sees a fight video of me, she's going to either try to get back with me, because I did get some missed calls from her on December 21st, and like a few days ago, Daria called me. I didn't. No, I said I'm avoiding all contact with her. You know, no surprise to me. I knew she would. I don't want to No, if I start talking to her again, she's going to start crying and begging and saying, oh, I'm so sorry, I love you. Fuck that bullshit. It's over. I fucked her so many times. I took the good, not the good with the bad, the good with the horrible, and I'm done taking the good with the horrible, so... Yeah. Need new pussy. But here's the thing, man. What I could do is I could always go back to not Ukraine. I don't. Okay, Europe, Russia. Oh, Russia. Yeah. Fuck. You know what? That'd be a good idea. Be a good idea. You know, I can go to Cuba. But see, the thing is with Cuba though, it's like really third world. And they have a lot of good boxers in Cuba, and then I would beat them all. Nobody's as good as Charlie Zone. I'm the greatest of all time. But I'm saying, I could just go overseas or just, if the worst comes to worst, so don't worry. If motherfuckers keep backing out, which I don't think they will, come on. Every year, people always step up, and I always have an immense amount of wins every year. Okay, 72, yeah, it's a stretch. Because of my 72 win 2016, because of the historic 2016 that I had, it's now hard to get an opponent in 2017, but it's all right. I just smashed somebody yesterday. Well, hey, it's definitely a start, man. Left to the jaw, that's it. Next win of the year will be on video. No worries, man. I'll get to 2-1, maybe I'll get to 210-0 or 220-0. You know, 200, yeah, I'll get there. 179, 180 for sure in Vegas, yeah. Well, at least 179. No, Vegas, every time I go to Vegas, it's like maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 guys back out, and then, yeah, eventually it's in L.A., it's literally like 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, one gym, next gym, third gym, fourth gym. It's like, no, it's just atrocious. It's horrible. It's just like for 8 hours I'm trying to get an opponent, and motherfuckers just, they know who I am. They don't want to fight. You know what I mean? It's all good. Yeah, but who wants to fight a 178-0 fighter, though? You know what I'm saying? Come on, I mean. But who do you think I challenged? Giant heavyweights. Everybody, yesterday the guy was a heavyweight. He was 200, man. 6'2", 200. He told me he was hiding weight. Big motherfuckers. I come up to like 6'7", 270, 260 pounders. 6'8", 6'9", 6'10". Huge motherfuckers, man. I come up to them. They back out. It's all good. It's all good. They're going to start stepping up. Worst comes to worst, I'll go overseas again. And I'll win. Yeah. Listen, boxing is... I was born for this, to be the greatest of all time. Why am I so strong and fast, you know? Yeah, 178 wins is a lot. I could retire on top. But with my last fight being a street fight off video? No. No. I'm not... No, hell no. No, I mean, 200-0 at least, before I retire. Go overtime. 60 seconds left. No, everybody listening, just to, when you listen. See, because when you go overtime, they give you an extra 15 minutes. So, for those of you that, like, I know it stops when you're listening, but then you got to archive it. Because you miss an extra 15 minutes of what I'm saying. Yeah, well, I have this long-distance girlfriend, but I don't know. I'm thinking of getting a new one. Well, no, there's no drama. Well, I mean, nothing like Daria, no. Just, I went on Skype with her, and she's not as hot as she looks on the photos. No, she's not ugly. She's decent, you know, but she's all right, you know, but come on. Charlie Zonoff, the man who dates super hot women, like dime piece, like I'm talking Playboy material women. All right, like she's all right. She's all right looking. Yeah, of course, if she was in L.A., I'd fuck her, but I'm not going to go. She's out of the country, man, in Europe. I'm not going to go. When I can go to Europe to fuck a way hotter girl, come on, man. I don't even know what to tell her. I'm just going to start. If she hits me up, she calls me, she texts me, she, fuck, I don't know. But you know what, though? Yeah, whatever, you could say it's fuck. It's going to be more fucked up if I continue. Because first, I liked her a lot, and she was kind of, you know, not that friendly. And then she opened up, and now she likes me. Now it's kind of the opposite, you know what I mean? And now I lost interest. But I want another pussy. I want a new girl. It's going to be more fucked up if I'm going to lead her on. If I'm just going to talk to her, and then, like, I don't have feelings for her anymore, and... Nah, man, I either need to let her know that, or I just need to, you know, just, I don't know, ignore her post, her fucking Viber posts. I don't know, man, I just tell her I got someone else, I don't know. We're like 3 weeks. Yeah, so, look, I was in a 2-year marriage, man, what the fuck? It hasn't even been 2 months how me and Daria separated. It's been like a month and a half. Well, more than a month and a half, yeah. It hasn't even been full 2 months since me and Daria separated. No, I'm not getting back with Daria. No, fuck no. No. I've been there, and you best believe I've done that. I did her every day, man. And now I'm done. With her. Yeah, the Russia is a good idea. Remember Sambo Russian? Yeah, they got fucking millions of motherfuckers like that over there, man. You know what I'm saying? And Russia's huge. See, because Los Angeles, see, that's the impressive thing. But what makes my boxing talent stand out? See, because, you know, there's like some like little... See, Vegas is small, you know what I mean? Like, compared to L.A. I don't live in Vegas, that's something, but if I move to Vegas, it's going to be the same shit like L.A. I'm going to beat everyone's ass. I already beat 7 people there. Maybe with the senior, Adam Leroy, the Samir, a lot of people. Okay, well, oh, fuck, Vasquez, how could I not mention that? That was probably my best one there. Killer 6. Okay, if I would to move to Vegas, okay, you understand that it's the same shit. Los Angeles is one of the biggest cities in the world. Los Angeles. I even went out of town. I was in San Fernando Valley yesterday, and motherfuckers are there. When I go out of town, people know me. In California, everybody... They all know, all fighters are, you know, they know who Charlie Z is, man. Almost all, you know what I mean? Which is not really good now because it's hurting me because I can't find an opponent. Nobody wants to fight me. I'm so strong and fast. They know that. They see my videos. Of course, if some big heavyweight fighter doesn't know who I am, of course he's going to fight me. He's going to think like, oh, shit, I can take this guy. He's only like 160. Yeah, but then when they get hit, but that's the thing. In Russia, I'm not as known, even though I'm Russian, but I'm sure some people in Russia know who I am. People in Ukraine recognize me. Okay, but Russia's different. Russia's fucking massive. It's huge. I would not want to live there, but to fight there, if I have to go there, and things are a lot cheaper there than... Well, it depends. If you live in Moscow, then yeah, Moscow's expensive. No, what the fuck would I go to Moscow? If I'm going to go there to fight, I'm going to go to, like, the fighting areas. You know what I mean? Moscow's like fucking... Like a lesser version of New York, you know what I mean? Except everybody speaks Russian. It's crowded as fuck. Well, they got... The women in Russia and Ukraine, especially Ukraine, the women are... Wow. Well, yeah, my ex-wife's Ukrainian. Yeah, so. No, my best one with gloves on. sambo Russian. Sambo's huge over there. Sambo's Russian martial art, and I beat a lot of sambo fighters. I'm saying the opposition to get opponents, I would be able to get, like, you know how I scored 5 wins in one day in 2015? I would be able to do that there fucking every week. I'd be able to score, like, 5 wins a week. I can get to 300 in that one if I would go to Russia. But see, the thing is, L.A. is huge, and fuck, now in L.A. it's hard. Well, yeah, I mean, come on, 2011 to now 2017. Well, okay, well, yeah, 2011 to 2016, I just demolished competition. And got, on YouTube, I got, you know, very famous for my punches, for my boxing ability. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean I have, if motherfucker, it's hard to get opponents, I have to ask for every 100 people, one guy fights. No, I just go to a different country and rack up a lot of wins. I racked up 11 wins when I was in Ukraine last year. I was fucking my ex-wife, and then I was like, that was the real reason I went. But then I was like, all right, I told her, I'm like, baby, it's time I put on the gloves, and it's time I put on. It's time I go do what I've been doing in America. And so here, it's like I'm not as known, and it's a lot, which it's in my favor. This is it. You all saw it? Come on, man. Look how many motherfuckers. And that, man, everybody that I beat, that's not all the, okay, not all 11 are on video. But like, a lot, most are on video, but. I'm telling you, 11 motherfuckers I beat when I went to Ukraine. Total 13. In 2015, I beat 2 motherfuckers. But yeah, it was a good trip. You know, if Daria wasn't on fucking, if she wasn't a drama queen, if she wasn't doing drugs and alcohol, then everything would have been literally damn near perfect. But hey, you know, she's far from that, man. She's far from perfect. Her, she looks perfect, yeah, but her. It looks, yeah. On the inside, it's complete opposite of what she looks on the outside. It's all good. Well, I'm getting married again, you know. No, I'm not going to be back with my ex-wife. I don't know. If Angelina Ivey would reappear. Definitely take her out. Now that I'm back in LA, but she deleted her fucking. She does her Facebook. I used to talk to her on Facebook all the time. She would message me, me and her had a thing. I asked her out. She said yes, but I'm like, where can I come see you? I'm like, give me, you know, I'm like, baby, I'm tired of, you know, flirting with you on Facebook. Let's meet. She gave me the street. She didn't give me the full address. The street she gave me, I know where it's at, but it's a huge street. Do you understand? It's fucking. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like fucking saying, like, if you're trying to meet somebody, like, oh, where do you live? You know, it's like, oh, I'm in California. Where in California? You know what I mean? No, she didn't tell me that. I'm saying, for example. But nah, man, Angelina, it's been a while, man. A huge tit, big-ass babe. Yeah, she's fucking sexy. That's what I'm saying, man. I get a girl like that. What the like, yeah, the current, I don't even want to call her current girlfriend. I'm about to, like, I'm about to break up with her, but get a new one. Nah, because on the picture, she was like, because I would not have messaged her, you know, on the pictures. That's why I'm like, I kept telling her to go on video, but she kept sending me all these video clips. And I'm like, I was kind of weirded out by it. I'm like, wait a minute, why doesn't she want to go on live Skype with me, but she's sending me these clips. Clips, she looks, you know, decent, good. Actually, I like her friend. She sent me a picture of her and her friend. Her friend's fucking hotter than her. And I was like, fuck. But see, that's fucked up. What am I going to say? Oh, let me fuck your friend? You know, then she's going to hang up on me, and then I'm not going to be able to contact a friend unless I find her friend, like, personally, you know. Nah, man, can't. If you have a girlfriend, then you, like, you break up with her, and you, well, I mean, oh, fuck, that one chick, the, remember that, I said, Daria took me to the salon, and there was, like, a really hot girl there. She went to, my ex-wife went to get her nails done. They cut hair for men there. Yeah, you know, haircut. The chick that gave me the haircut, she was, man, she was amazing. Well, I have her phone number. Damn, like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know how, she's not friends with Daria. She just does her fucking nails. It's like high buy, you know what I mean? It's nothing, they're not, no. When I know all Daria's friends, her homegirls, whatever, that, no, she's not one of them. Because every time she would invite, yeah, she would never invite her. But I don't know, maybe she's acquainted with my ex-wife. You know what I mean? Like, I just want, I don't know. No, she told me she has a husband. But the thing is, I think Daria told her to say that shit. Regardless, if I hook up with that salon chick, she's going to have to come out here because she lives in the same area where my ex-wife's at. Fuck that. That chick is really sexy. But Daria, my ex-wife, if she finds out that I went back to Ukraine for another girl, she'll go crazy. She'll do everything to tear up my relationship with the new girl, and she'll do everything to get back with me, and she'll do everything to get me, I don't know, or maybe even, like, she'll try to get me jammed up. I mean, fuck that, dude. When you have a crazy ex, you don't want to go in the same area. Yeah, I actually liked Ukraine the third time I went there. I was beating everyone's ass, so, you know, I was getting pussy, you know, I had a great, great vacation. I mean, it wasn't really a vacation, but I was still fighting. No, I mean, like, I had a great time, you know what I mean? But then Daria and her coke and her alcohol ruined it, you know? I'm saying if I had, like, a normal, like, I had a really hot wife. I'm saying if I had a normal girlfriend out there, I wouldn't stay to live there because the country's, like, falling apart. I wouldn't. But I would be able to stay there for like a year, you know, like six, seven, eight months. Yeah, why not? Go to fight there? Come on. I mean, come on, bare knuckle. If I, like, okay, yesterday, yeah, I was fortunate that I didn't get caught when I punched that dude. 200-pound fighter. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, man, I don't even want to mention her, man. Kim Kardashian, man. Man, I know some Armenian girls look better than her, man. No, I'm just, you know, I saw some, like, videos. Like, when I got back, I wanted to, like, I was thinking, like, dude, Kim's stuck up, man. I could just tell by looking at her, man. She just has that expression on her face, just like, don't even approach me. Like, she just has that expression. I don't know. She's stuck up. Hey, my ex-wife, who's, you know, who I don't want to get back with, she's hotter than Kim. Come on, you all know that. You've seen Daria. You all know Daria. She's, what, 16 years younger than Kim? Okay, in 10 years, Daria's only going to be 30, and, yeah, she's on drugs. I don't know how good she's going to look in 10 years, but Kim's going to be fucking 46 in 10 years. Yeah, come on. Yeah, she has the millions of dollars and plastic surgery, but, yeah, whatever. I've dated hotter. I fucked hotter girls than Kim Kardashian. It's just, you know, the reason why I don't have anything good to say about her is because she keeps marrying and dating the wrong men when Charlie Zelenoff lives literally fucking 5 minutes away from her. But, hey, whatever floats her boat, man. Charlie's League of the Greatest. 178-0. 179 is going to be a vicious knockout or a vicious TKO on video.